later. Okay, yeah. So after using the watch for today, would you say that it's a useful device?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Can you elaborate on that?
I like the fact that it tells me when my phone is ringing, even though my phone's on silent at the bottom of my bag. And the fact that it tells me like what messages I'm getting on my phone as well. So it means I don't have to take my cell phone out like in the middle of High Street where I have to worry about it being taken.
Okay. That's better, okay. How would you describe the physical interaction with the device, like the button presses, and did the buttons do what you thought that they did?
It took a while to figure out what especially on the right-hand side, what was going on. Because at first I thought that the one bottom button was like, sort of like a button that was like that, up and down-ish. The buttons are quite hard to press. You have to press them a few times, and the watch itself is a little bit too big. My wrist.
Okay, so so did it help you in sort of consuming useful data?
Well, it helped me when my phone was ringing in.
That's pretty much the only really useful thing it did for me. Have you ever used some sort of device finding application before, like the phone finder?
No.
Is it?
Well, other than phoning a cell phone with another phone.
Okay. Just you haven't come across one or...
No, I haven't come across one.
Okay.
Actually, there was... someone had... A friend of my mom's, she had a thing on her key ring, and if you whistled, it whistled back. That was quite cool, but this is just as cool.
Yeah, alright. Yeah. You also get these things called iBeacons, which is like a sticker. It's like a Bluetooth sticker that you put on random things, like put on keys or a laptop or whatever. And you can, like, ping it. It's pretty cool. I digress. Was there a particular circumstance today where accessing information was easier on the watch than on your phone? Besides the obvious example.
I didn't have to take it out of my bag.
Alright. So that's about it, eh? You didn't? Okay. So have you ever used any other smartwatches?
No.
Yeah. Any reason?
Didn't know they existed.
Okay.
And I'm not like such a big technology user really. I don't install many apps on my phone or anything.
Okay. Did you feel that wearing the smartwatch today sort of impeded you in any activities or tasks?
No, I forgot it was there.
Okay. So I think you mentioned the convenience factor earlier.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you definitely say that it would be more convenient in certain circumstances to use or to access information on the watch as opposed to the phone.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
What further functionality would you like to see on the device?
I'd love it to like see how far I was running or something as well.
Okay.
Because then I could have one watch that did everything.
Is that it?
Yeah, I think so. Can't think of anything else, my friend.
Alright. And just like in general, are there any criticisms that you'd actually...
Well, apart from being...
Being large.
...bit wide and the buttons being hard to push.
Okay. So you'd say it's more of an ergonomic issue?
It's definitely an ergonomic issue. Not a, what it has on it.
Alright.
Slightly thick as well.
What did you think of the... control app on the phone to install applications and such?
I didn't
really look around at it.
No.
Alright. Okay, no worries about this. Yeah, that's about it then.
Cool.
Yeah.